On a TS diagram, this cycle looks a lot like a Rankine cycle, only operating in reverse. The main difference is the throttling valve. It's not remotely close to isentropic. Now, when we apply the first law to the cycle and to the evaporator and then to the compressor, we get a nice simple relationship for the coefficient of performance. The coefficient of performance for this refrigeration cycle is the ratio of the change in the specific enthalpy across the evaporator to the change in the specific enthalpy across the compressor. It doesn't get much more straightforward than that. Now, what happens to this ideal cycle when friction and heat exchange with the surroundings occur? Flip the page and let's see.